The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
This is a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Philip said to Jesus, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and still you do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show me the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid." And this is the gospel of the Lord. I will send you another advocate, another paraclete, and he will teach you all things. Do not let your hearts be troubled, ever, and do not be afraid. When John O'Leary was 9 years old, he was a kid who was into everything. He was rambunctious. And one day, he went into his parents' garage, and because the bigger kids used to play with matches, he did too. And while he was playing near a gas can, the entire garage erupted in flames. The garage, of course, was destroyed, but so almost was John. He was burned over 100% of his body. The doctors gave him a 1% chance of survival. He was in the hospital, a miracle he made it even there. And in his pain, this little boy heard his mother's voice. And so he asked her a question. He said, "Mommy, will I be okay?" And her answer was, "John, it's up to you. You can choose to live, or you can choose to die. But if you choose life, grab a hold of the hand of God and walk with him through this journey." It would not be an easy journey. It would be a journey in which all of his fingers would be amputated. It would be a journey on which his entire body would be scarred. He would have to go through decades of rehabilitation. And coming through it, at least initially, he looked at himself and he said, "How can I be like other people?" But the words his mother spoke to him did ring in his ears. Hold on to the hand of God and walk with him through your journey. In the gospel today, Jesus is, the last chapters 13 through 17 of the Gospel of John are a long farewell. And Jesus is telling his disciples that he'll be leaving them, and they don't want to hear it. But he knows that once he's gone, their source of courage will be gone. He knows that once he's gone, they won't be able to turn to him and ask questions. He knows that once he's gone, they'll need something to get by in life. And so he promises them another paraclete. The word paraclete means the one who walks alongside you. As I have walked alongside you, Jesus said, so will another, a gift from the Father, the Spirit of truth who will teach you all things and will help you to understand everything that I've taught you. Jesus knows that these disciples will be misunderstood. He knows that they'll be hated. He knows that they'll be persecuted. He knows that many of them will die a martyr's death. He knows that their life will not be easy. But in essence, he says, I will send you one who will walk alongside you. Take his hand and walk through the journey. Pentecost is the day that we not only remember, but the day that we also, in a sense, embrace the Paraclete, the Spirit. It's the day when we say to the gift that Jesus gave us on that first Pentecost day, it's the day that we say yes to it. It's the day that we say, fill us with your Spirit. The description of Pentecost in Acts that Maxine read is very brief. I don't think it's, well, it's about four verses. And it's at the heart of the message. The day of Pentecost had come. What's Pentecost? Well, Pentecost is also a Jewish feast. It's the feast of the giving of the Torah. It's the feast in which our Jewish brothers and sisters rejoice in the law. Why do they rejoice in the law? They rejoice in the law because the law is that which sets them free. The law isn't there to constrain them. The law is there to give them life and freedom by showing them how to follow the path of God. And now the Christian world has a new Pentecost in which God's Spirit descends upon his church, freeing us by guiding us, as the Torah did, into the path that God wants us to travel so that we might live. So that we might live full, joyful lives. And that is impossible unless we live in God's will. Unless we do what God wills us to do. Unless we let go of our own stinking egos and start saying to ourselves, of me there must, as John said, of me there must be less and less. Lord, of you, more and more. If we live in our own righteousness, we are living in death because we don't have much righteousness. Only God shows us the way, and it is only in his word and in his Son and in his Spirit that we know that way. And so with John O'Leary's mother, grab the hand of the one who walks alongside you and go with him through the journey. Like the early church, the walk that we walk is not necessarily easy. Every one of us has the struggles that life brings, the natural disappointments, the natural aging process where we become less vital, when we lose some of our power, when we begin to mourn the person we once were. But every one of us also, as Christians, need to live a contrary life in the world. We need to say to the world by our lifestyle, by our convictions, that we will not be fooled by your false promises. We will not be sucked in by the fool's gold that you offer us. The world says you can live in eternal youth. The Spirit says, no, you can't. The world says, get all the stuff you can and enjoy it while you can enjoy it. And the Spirit says, no. Give. Give of yourself. Give of your time. Give of your care. Find the people around you who need your love and love them. Be nice to people, gratuitously, instead of finding fault and being cranky. The world says, you must follow us because we are your leaders. We are the politicians. We are the academic elites. We are the guys who know it all. We're the bureaucrats. And the Spirit says, no, God's the leader here. Listen to the voice of the Spirit within you and never go anywhere where it is not tugging you. And if you hold the hand of the one who walks alongside you, no matter what the world throws at you, no matter how bad the persecutions may become, and we may get them, no matter how difficult it is to get people's attention, we have the Spirit who guarantees us that he will see us safely through. John O'Leary is now in his 40s, and he's tried to do what his mom told him to do all those years ago. He said in one of his books, he's written two, he says, you can't always choose the path you walk in life, but you can choose the way you walk it. You can't always choose the path you walk in life, but you can choose the way you walk it. John walked it trying to find the goodness and the opportunity in every moment of his life. After all those operations and all that rehabilitation, with a body still scarred, he found a woman who loved him more than the scars. He's married to her, her name's Elizabeth, and they have four kids. After his wedding, he was reflecting on God's power in his life, and he wrote, God works all things for a perfect purpose. Everything in the end is made new. Even a terrible childhood fire is used for good. John has found within him the power of the Holy Spirit. The fire that is lit within him is more powerful than the fire that took so much from him. And now he goes around the world inspiring other people to find fulfillment in their own lives, fulfillment that can only be found in the Spirit of God. May that Spirit fall upon us today anew. Amen.